Welcome to the Production Talk podcast with me, Jan of mixartist.com.au. In this podcast series, we celebrate the modern way of producing music. We want to talk about all things related to songwriting, recording at home, and music production. So if you produce your music at home, this is the place to be. Please subscribe and recommend this podcast to all your friends. This is the Production Talk podcast, episode 72. Welcome back to another episode of the Production Talk podcast. At the beginning of this episode, as always, I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the country that I'm talking to you from today, and the Arakwal people of the Bundjalung Nation. And I would like to pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. Today is the last episode before Christmas, and you might all be a little bit over Christmas music and all already. However, I decided to share a special project with you today that some of you may know about, others may not. For the last couple of years, I've actually worked on a Christmas music project called The Sandy Santas. And it started as a small little project during COVID times with a bunch of my students, and it evolved into a complete band that now released their second EP. So today I'd like to share with you the Christmas vibe that we celebrate with the Sandy Santas. And you'll see it's a little bit different to the typical jingle bells and snowman kind of Christmas music that we know from the Northern Hemisphere. This time around, it's all made for Christmas in the Southern Hemisphere, where the weather is warm. So here we go. This is the instrumental of the song It's Gonna Be a Happy Christmas. And as you can see here, it actually sounds more sunny, very relaxed, and it's the perfect soundtrack, I reckon, for a nice Christmas at the beach or in the park or near the river or on the campground with friends and family. And yours truly, myself, I played the drums on this song. Let me just turn the volume down a little. Actually, it's probably better if I do that elsewhere. Yeah, let me just think about that for a moment. Let me just adjust the volume over here instead. So myself, I played the drums and I was heavily involved in the production, of course. As a band, we all wrote the songs together. On the bass, you can hear Sapphire Stone, who you also know from her own band, Sapphire Stone and the Matchmakers, and she was on the podcast before. Then the main vocal is my dear friend Emily Turner. She's a ridiculously amazing singer and just a real delight to work with, a great songwriter. Our guitar player is Rory Williams. And for this production, we collaborated remotely. Rory emailed me the files and we worked forward back like this. So actually, we didn't even see each other for the recording of this song, which is quite funny. So for the keys, our keyboard player, Kian Wood, recently moved to the cold UK, to Great Britain, where he's probably now experiencing a rather cold Christmas. So he was around for the songwriting period. However, for the production, he was already overseas. So I got a little bit of help from my friend Tom Kelly with the keys here, and I then programmed and edited the keys myself and went through them all and put it all together like this. Let's just have a little listen here. I hope you really like the vibe. My favorite sound just popped up. That was Vibraslap, which of course I played myself here. Wow, 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 wow. There was the final break. Yeah, lovely, relaxing reggae song. So, of course, this was only the instrumental version without the vocals. So let me just turn the vocal group on. And this time around, let's listen to the song again. This time with the vocals of Sophia for all the backings and Emily for the main vocal. And some harmonies, of course. Let's not forget about those harmonies. There you go, Emily. Take it away.
Hang your stockings out tonight. Adjust the Christmas stars so it shines bright. If you listen by the door, you might hear Santa Claus tiptoe across the floor. Christmas Day on Talos Beach. Joy and family lunch, pineapple and peach. Feeling the sun, it shines so bright. Playing cricket in the sand, the waves they look just right.
Okay, so I'm going to put it for now. We can listen to the entire song a little bit later. But just for now, yeah, let me just explain a few things. So the drums I recorded all by myself. I just listened to a playback from the recordings, no, actually from the songwriting session, just a rehearsal recording that I fed into my headphones. And then I just drummed along just for the feel and the arrangement. I also straightened that out and played to a click, which was running along. So in other words, the rehearsal recording was actually not done on a click, but I found the right tempo for the song. And then time stretched the rehearsal recording so that it fell onto the click. And that's what I then played long term. Then I passed the files around and yeah, Rory did his thing at home and recorded all the guitars. And then Sophia and I met in the studio to record the bass, which was very simple, just from the bass guitar via instrument cable directly into a simple audio interface. In my case, that's a UAD interface, just in a very simple bass emulation. If I remember correctly, it must have been an MPEG one. And then recorded just like that. For the vocals, we met up in my studio for a day and had a great time laying pretty much down all the vocals down for four songs in a day. So Emily, Sophia, you guys are phenomenal. That's really, really productive. What's quite unique this time around, it's that's this song or this EP might be the very first one that I've done, as far as I can remember, where there's actually no EQ on the vocals whatsoever. So it was basically recorded with my preferred vocal microphone, which is a tube microphone, straight into, let me just think about this. I believe an ISA Focusrite preamp, or it could have been my console preamp. I'm not entirely sure. It could have been either way. But from memory, I think it was the ISA. And then it was slightly compressed with an analog compressor on the way in. And then in the mix, it just received a little bit more compression. I like to spread my compression across more than one stage where possible. So in this case, there was just another plugin that just followed up and did a little bit more compression. Then a bit of reverb added, of course, for the glue. And the reverb and the vocals were then passed together through a subgroup where a little tape emulation just gave it a tiny little bit of saturation. And that was it. There was nothing else on the vocals. A couple of fader rides, of course, automation. That's all the compression there was. No EQ. Now that I think about it, I think in the mastering stage, I actually put a tiny bit of a high shelf on the entire mix for mastering purposes, but not on the vocals separately. So, yeah, that's... I think interesting or remarkable or unusual. But this time I just didn't see the need for it. So it's just a light treatment over here. Good. Maybe let's just have a quick listen to how the drums sound by themselves. So let me just go into the drum group and solo that. And I'm forwarding to the first verse where we might just want to start, let's say, just in front of the drum break over here. Let's have a listen. Okay, so what we have here is a reggae one-drop beat. So here's the kick drum by itself. Then in addition, here's the snare click, which had a tiny smidge of plate reverb on it. There's also an expander on there to keep the spill at bay, but just very slightly. And then there's a compressor on there. It's actually the M-Jug by Klanghelm, which is a free one. And I think all it did was a dB or maybe two of gain reduction. And there's no further EQ on it. So I had one microphone on the kick, one on the snare. I had two dynamic microphones on the 12-inch tom and on the 14. I had standard overheads and a single room microphone and a hi-hat microphone, of course. But that was about it. Pretty standard. So I'm just going through my mix session and count all the plugins on the drums. And I had some on the kick and snare, mainly compression and gates. There is a reverb send on the snare. Nothing else was fed into the reverb. And that's pretty much it. Of course, there was one compressor across the drum group, and that's it. So very sparse, not much going on. Let me just go through the bass. Yeah, I told you already, we recorded through amp simulation. That was pretty much it. And the only other thing I added, and I have to probably say, sorry, Sophia, I didn't even tell you about this, but I actually added a tiny little bit of a track delay to it that delayed the bass by, let me guess, I think it was 8 to 10 milliseconds, just to give it an ever so slightly behind feeling, which just helped the reggae vibe of the song and the laid-back feeling. Barely audible, but I noticed that it just set a little bit cruisy on the beat. And then there's a bit of chorus on the bass, and that's about it. So let's move over to the guitar group. We had a couple of different layers over here. There's two rhythm guitars and a lead guitar. The rhythm guitars both have a little bit of a downward expander and a noise gate, a gentle noise gate, because there was a bit of noise on the guitar takes. So I just tried to keep that at bay with an expander and then followed up the gentle bit of compression, a bit of panning, no EQ on these guitars either by the looks of it. The lead guitar had a different kind of compression. I used a faster one here. And then a bit of delay added and reverb to the lead guitar. That's about it. Let me see if I can just get a little example up of that. Where's our lead guitar? Over here. Where does it play? Let's say this section. Let me just see what's happening over here. I'm sure you could hear that there was a little bit of echo on there. In this case, that was a timed tape delay that just rounds everything off and makes it sit nice in the mix at the background. Okay, let's have one last look at the vocals. As I said before, there was pretty much only compression on there. In addition, I also used a plugin by Isotope called Nectar, which I find quite useful sometimes on vocals if used very, very carefully and gently. Take it away, Emily.
It's gonna be a happy Christmas. It's gonna be a happy Christmas.
And now let's add the backings.
It's gonna be a happy Christmas.
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 Beautiful, just beautiful. Well done, you two. I'm sure you could hear there was a touch of reverb on there, of course, and then all the signals met in the subgroup where I added a touch of tape saturation across all the vocals, including the reverb, of course. And then across the master, there was a bit more compression, and that was it, nothing else. A tip from Talia from 301. She recommended the Alicia Alpha compressor to me, and after I spoke to her on the episode, I actually bought it when it was on special, and I used this in mid-side mode, about 2 dBs of gain reduction on the mid-channel, however there was none on the side channel. This is probably the lightest mix I've done in a long time with the least amount of processing. Very basic, and yeah, I really hope that you enjoy the song. So let's listen to it one more time. And of course, I'm switching over to the mastered version. And I want to use this song to send you all off into your well-deserved Christmas break. I hope you all get a bit of time off to spend with your friends, family, and loved ones. And this is me signing off for now with the song It's Gonna Be a Happy Christmas by the Sandy Santas. Here we go.
Hang your stockings out tonight. Adjust the Christmas star so it shines bright. If you listen by the door, you might hear Santa Claus tiptoe across the floor. Christmas Day on Talos Beach. Joy and family lunch, pineapple and peach. Feeling the sun, it shines so bright. Playing cricket in the sand. Just right, 'cause round here Santa rides a longboard, not a sleigh. Surfing all the breaks of Byron Bay.
If you like what you're hearing, head over to your favorite music app and search for Sandy Santas, and the EP is called Christmas in Australia. And of course, the link is in the show notes. All right, everybody, have a fantastic Chrissy. Bye for now.